The marble bust at the foot of the stairs offered only its silent contempt. And I get more than enough of that already. Glockter shuffled away, his useless foot scraping over the tiles behind him, the tapping of his cane echoing amongst the mouldings on the faraway ceiling. When it came to the great nobleman on the open council, Lord Ingolstadt, the owner of this oversized hall, was an undersized man indeed. The head of a family whose fortunes had declined with the passing years, whose wealth and influence had shriveled to almost nothing. And the more shriveled the man, the more swollen his pretensions must become. Why do they never realize? Small things only seem smaller in large spaces. Somewhere in the shadows, a clock vomited up a few sluggish chimes. Good and late already. The more shriveled the man, the longer the wait on his pleasure. But I can be patient when I must. I have no dazzling banquets, no ecstatic crowds, no beautiful women waiting breathlessly for my arrival, after all. Not anymore. The Gurkish saw to that in the darkness beneath the Emperor's prisons. He pressed his tongue into his empty gums and grunted as he shifted his leg, needles from it shooting up his back and making his eyelid flicker. I can be patient. The one good thing about every step being an ordeal, you soon learn how to tread carefully. The door beside him opened sharply, and Glockter snapped his head round, doing his best to hide a grimace as his neck bones crunched. Lord Ingolstadt stood in the doorway, a big fatherly man with a ruddy complexion. He offered up a friendly smile as he beckoned Glockter into the room. Quite as though this were a social call, and a welcome one at that.
I must apologize for keeping you waiting, Superior. I have had so many visitors since I arrived in Adjua, my head is in quite a spin.
Let us hope it doesn't spin right off.
So very many visitors.
Visitors with offers, no doubt. Offers for your vote, offers for your help in choosing our next king. But my offer, I think, you will find painful to refuse.
Will you take wine, Superior?
No, my lord, thank you. Glockter hobbled painfully over the threshold.
I will not stay long. I, too, have a great deal of business to attend to.
Elections don't rig themselves, you know.
Of course, please be seated.
Ingolstadt dropped happily into one of his chairs and gestured to another. It took Glockter a moment to get settled, lowering himself carefully, then shifting his hips until he discovered a position in which his back did not give him constant pain.
And what did you wish to discuss with me?
I have come on behalf of Archlector Thult. I hope you will not be offended if I am blunt, but His Eminence wants your vote. The nobleman's heavy features twisted in feigned puzzlement. Very badly feigned, as it goes.
I am not sure that I understand. My vote on what issue?
Glockter wiped some wet from beneath his leaking eye. Must we engage in such undignified dancing? You have not the build for it, and I have not the legs.
On the issue of who will next occupy the throne, Lord Ingolstadt. Ah, that!
Yes, that, idiot.
Superior Glockter, I hope I will not disappoint you or His Eminence, a man for whom I have nothing but the highest respect.
And he bowed his head with an exaggerated show of humility.
When I say that I could not, in all good conscience, allow myself to be influenced in any one direction. I feel that I and all the members of the Open Council have been given a sacred trust. I am duty-bound to vote for the man who seems to me to be the very finest candidate from the many excellent men available.
And he assumed a grin of the greatest self-satisfaction. A fine speech. A village dunce might have even believed it. How often have I heard it or